Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Zev Krangel is the Vice President and former National Chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. He joins us on the line this morning. Zev, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How's it? Good to be with you.
It's a very, very strange one because we definitely see a very one-sided view, as I think Wendy Kahn in one of her statements said, the fact that the government doesn't even mention the 4,000 rockets that have come in from, that have been shot by Hamas into Israel, just is very telling. I think that was the word that she used, and I think it is very telling. But what does this mean? How do we navigate the way forward?
So look, I mean, the South African government's policy towards Israel is actually just nonsensical. It's totally outrageous. I mean, first of all, it's actually very, it's an incredibly negative policy to have for local South Africans with our 34% unemployment rate, with us on borrowed money, with us load shedding. A relationship between Israel and South Africa could be so good for every South African. But, they choose because of this obsessive, solidarity of the Palestinians that they can't get too close to Israel. And then they make this decision in Nazareth, to literally downgrade the embassy, which they don't do, but they don't do an embassy. You know, President Ramaphosa trying to appease everyone. And now we're just in an absolute rut where we can't really get out of a hole. So we've got no role to play in the Middle East anymore. We can't actually help the Palestinians as a South African government because you can't do anything for the Palestinians unless you're going to get Israel to at least start agreeing to talk with them. So we've lost all credibility in the, you know, in the negotiations. I mean, the ceasefire was brokered by another African country, being Egypt, just as on the border. But Egypt plays such a significant positive role in saving thousands and thousands of lives because they prepared to talk to both sides and understand both sides. So the South Africans made themselves absolutely irrelevant when it comes to the peace process there. It's a very, very stupid foreign policy. And then the other thing that always drives me mad with the South African government's policy is they have no issue with what's happening in northern Ethiopia and Eritrea with the Tigris. Not a word's come out about that. Not a word was going on in China. Not a word was going on anywhere else. But it's an obsession. You know, when there's 10 days of war, when Israel, you know, only starts the attacks when 200 indiscriminate rockets come across. So, I mean, unfortunately, we have become the laughing stock of the world, especially our foreign policy, because we have no commonality. And when it comes to this, crisis, I mean, Israel's totally discounted. And the only real one that does get hurt of South African Jewry. And then, you know, the Palestinians' greatest friend has absolutely zero influence in trying to broker any type of relationship with Israel.
It's just incredulous. Do we understand where this obsession comes from? I was asked earlier this week, I was on a podcast and somebody said to me, what does it feel like to be a South African Jew? And I said, it feels wonderful because I don't believe that there's an inherent anti-Semitism. I don't believe South Africans are anti-Semitic. But yet our government has this bizarre obsession, to the point that they'll deny themselves and deny the truth and facts that are so blatant in order to continue with it. Obsession. Where does that come from?
So look, I think there's a few things. I mean, there's been some great articles written on it quite recently. I mean, you need to understand the PLO and the ANC were trained together in the 70s and 80s when the apartheid government and Israel were busy with nuclear technology and, you know, and military stuff from the 70s when Israel was, you know, Zionism was declared racism. So I think from that point of view, there's the history of they were very close. I do think, in the 90s when the TRC was around and Oslo was happening, there was never real peace made with the Israeli government and the ANC. There was no TRC. So I think that also played a major role. And really throughout the 90s, Mandela goes to visit. Everything was quite good when the Oslo Accords were going. But the minute the Oslo Accords collapsed, and Arafat walks away from the table at, Camp David, this absolute hatred for Israel just boiled to the surface in the ANC. And you need to understand it's an ANC issue that has spilled over a little bit into the EFF, but it's an ANC issue. But even the ANC's policy towards the PLO is, it's not even so. They talk to Hamas, which is a radical religious group. And the ANC and the PLO were always secular. They were never built on religion.
Mm.
So, and then I do think there is a part that, you know, it's the last conflict where in their minds it's a white, European, American, colonialist against the underdog. So all other conflicts today, you know, are all set in the Kurds and the Turks or, you know, the Russia and the Baltics or Europe and Russia. There's no more of like what they believe they went through by fighting white colonial European rule. So I think it's quite nostalgic for them. And, you know, I don't know. I mean,
which is interesting because that could be partly why the obsession with Cuba as well.
Exactly, exactly. It's a nostalgia. And you know, like I think in some ways the ANC has failed dismally on so many levels as a government. And, I think in some ways they must be in the liberation movement where it was a lot easier. You know, you were loved by everyone. There was no real corruption. You could put your cause across, which was universally accepted. And, we had those beautiful years under Mandela. We had successful years under Mbeki, but they've been caught in a rut. And I think this is also a deflection. And sure, it's like what they would like. I mean, that's my personal view. I do think there's certain people who truly don't understand the complexities of the situation. I mean, there hasn't been anyone from the government on the ground for almost 10 years. I mean, they don't even know what Israel is today. I mean, when you tell them, they're absolutely clueless, you know. So I mean, as a South African, I'm very sad because I think there is a role for South Africa to play. I think if you've got such a relationship with the PLO, or with the Palestinians, it's time to use it and leverage it on it. I do feel sorry for us as South Africans. Israel could help us so much, from unemployment to water security to normal security. We've got ISIS now on our doorstep in Mozambique.
Yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to rely on them. Yeah. Zev Krenkel, I do need to leave it there, unfortunately. But a very, very interesting perspective indeed. Zev Krenkel is the Vice President and the former National Chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.